Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Showers possible for your weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Coburg Police Board Chair Adam Bureau says incoming Police Chief Chris Leather has owned his past statements as an RCMP leader in Nova Scotia during the April 2020 mass shooting. A public inquiry found that misstatements were given to the public following the massacre by Leather and others. Bureau says this incident was discussed with Leather during the hiring process, but that Leather has been accountable for his mistakes. What has made Leather attractive to the police board was his work with the RCMP in organized crime and drug divisions, believing this experience and knowledge will be an asset to Coburg.
I think he's going to be tough on crime. I think he's going to be a great leader for the officers. The history and knowledge that he has can only benefit Coburg.
Leather starts June 1st. It's party time for Andrew the Donkey, who turns 50. Andrew, a mini donkey at the Primrose Donkey Sanctuary north of Coburg, came to the sanctuary approximately 10 to 12 years ago, along with another donkey named Christopher. Sheila Burns says Andrew was in rough shape, suffering from malnutrition. However, he has made a quick recovery and is now thriving. Andrew is described as an old donkey, yet favoring the ladies on the farm.
Andrew is an old man. He really likes to entertain the ladies, and he always heads for the larger girls like Molly, Elizabeth, Cheyenne. Yeah.
The birthday party is Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Primrose Donkey Sanctuary. Cake cutting is at 1. A group of grade 5 students from Hastings are creating change as they advocated to Trent Hills Council to provide free menstrual products. A new movement called Period Poverty is highlighting the costs of monthly pads, tampons, and other products that could create undue financial hardship for some people. Reagan presented to council earlier this week.
I don't think that it is fair that women have to pay up to $9,000 and men don't. The average menstruating person would be using an estimated 11,000 products, which would cost roughly $4,500. Feminine hygiene products are very expensive, and a lot of menstruating women cannot afford them.
Council asked staff to prepare a report to provide menstrual products free in libraries in Campbellford, Warkworth, and Hastings. In sports, Game 2 of the NHL Eastern Conference Finals goes tonight as the Canadiens look to go up 2-0 on the Carolina Hurricanes before returning to Montreal. The Jays continue a weekend set with the Pirates. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
I'm Philip Lawrence, your Member of Parliament for Northumberland Clark. It's an honor of a lifetime to serve each and every one of you as your voice in Ottawa. As your federal representative, my office is here to help you with any federal programs or services that you may require assistance with. Everything from passports to CRA to OAS. We are here to help. Give us a call at 905-372-8757. That's 905-372-8757. Thank you once again. It's an honor and privilege to serve.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt,
let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Rain this morning, high 16, showers tonight, low of 9. Cloudy, good chance of showers tomorrow, high 16. Cloudy with showers possible for Monday, high of 20. Turn to Northumberland 89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.